This is step three of 7 Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbs course. I am Susan Neal, and I am delighted you have decided to join me on this course. And congratulations for making it this far. So after today's session, you'll be halfway through. Now, this video is going to be about the three different books. So it'll be broken up into three sections. The first section will deal with the book, 7 Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbs. And you should have read step three. And this is all about cleaning out the pantry, refrigerator, and freezer. This is never a job that we want to do, is it? Ever. But what you should do, and the reason why you want to do it, is because you want to remove your triggers. Remember that with food addiction, dopamine releases from the brain. And so we don't even want to see that kind of food that is going to set us off. We need to remove it from our home. So first, you're going to go into the pantry, take everything out, wipe off a shelf, and then as you put the stuff back in, you want to look at the handout that I've provided you about foods to eliminate. So you want to start eliminating things like white flour, sugar, white rice, artificial sweeteners, processed meats, peanuts, canned goods, margarine. So you're going to be looking at labels as well, and you don't want to keep things or that have like a lot of things on the label. Like, look at this soup can, all those different things. It seems like it would just be, you know, your water and your broth. It doesn't seem like it needs, you know, sodium phosphate, dehydrated this, beta carotene for color. We don't need that kind of stuff. We want to get rid of our processed foods like this. And we want to get rid of foods that have ingredients that we can't even pronounce, like sodium acid piphosphate, sodium bicarbonate, monocalcium phosphate. You get the picture? We want to be able to pronounce the items that we're consuming. And then we also want to look at things that have more than 10 grams of sugar. And I always had my kids, when we go to the grocery store, they want to get this, that, or that. And I'm like, look at the label. How many grams of sugar? It's 12, Mom. Okay, that's a little over my 10 limit, but we can go ahead and get it. It's 26, Mom. Nope, that is way too high. So we want to try and get foods that only have the 10 grams of sugar and have few ingredients. This is one that has few ingredients, dates. It's a Laura bar. Let's see, a Laura bar. It has dates, almonds, cashews, lemon juice, dried lemon concentrate, but it has 16 grams of sugar in this one little bar. That's above the limit. So you know what I did today? I just ate like about 2/3 of it with almonds. Yum, raw almonds with this. So I had my protein to go along with the sugar. So with every nibble of this, I would eat, you know, 3 or 4 pecans almonds until it filled me up. It was delicious. You want to eat foods that are closer to their form when they came out of the garden. You want to recognize what the food is, like a butternut squash or a spaghetti squash. As you remove items, think of things that brought you comfort in the past. Sometimes we have a tendency to turn to our food or alcoholic beverage, and what we should be turning to is God. I know I did this. We need to recognize dysfunctional eating habits and confront them and deal with them. We do that through cleaning out our emotions. We clean out our emotions in the Christian Study Guide. Did you find it interesting that original sin began with eating? I did. I never recognized that before until I wrote this book. So if you have the Christian Study Guide, would you just go ahead and grab your copy? And let's turn to session 3, day 2, which is about cleaning out your emotions. I ask you numerous questions. What foods do you find pleasing to the eye? What appeals to you about these foods? Do you ever turn to food instead of God to help you cope? And if you do, does that food satiate your emotion? What type of emotions do you experience when you turn to food? It is imperative that we document why we choose to eat in our healthy living journal. Do you eat because you're hungry, or is there an emotional component to your eating? Journaling will help you connect the dots between your eating habits and emotions. And remember, with the daily food journal, it asks these questions so that you can figure out whether you feel an emotion when you are consuming your food. In your journal, record your thoughts as they relate to your consumption of food. So in the back portion of the Healthy Living Journal, in the daily educational snippets, the last 2 days of every week are blank so that you can journal. So it would be day 6 and 7 of week 1, day 13 and 14 of week 2, day 20 and 21 of week 3, and you get the picture. What do you think is the root cause of your unhealthy eating habits? At this point, you may recognize that you could use some professional counseling to help you work through these issues. Remember that you are precious to God and you are worth investing in. Each time you recognize that you engage in emotional eating, clean out your emotions with the Lord so you can disengage the connection between your eatings and your feelings. Ask God to help you stop eating because of an emotional trigger. Ask Him to help you. Turn to Him. Begin the process of cleaning out your emotions with God by telling Him what you think is the origin of your healthy eating habit and ask Him to help you heal from any emotional scars. That's what I did with my abuse, and He helped me. I asked Him to heal me, and through that, I was able to forgive my perpetrator. Without that forgiveness, I never would have overcome that scar in my life. I discuss forgiveness in day 5 of the Christian Study Guide. Now let's turn to day 4, which deals with stress. Are you a stress eater? Stress also causes us to turn to food instead of God. Determine the stressors, the things in your life that cause you stress, and see if you can figure out a way to decrease that stress. There's an area in the Christian Study Guide for you to write that down so that you can brainstorm on that. Ask God to help you, to enlighten you to how you could decrease your stress. How do you cope with stress? Some good coping strategies are journaling, exercise, and prayer. And with exercise, it is a great coping strategy that also helps you to sleep better at night. And we all need that, don't we? Try taking a walk down the block. Just go one or two blocks and then come back. Just start out small. Just do a little something to get moving. Now I want to talk about a different subject, which is mindfulness. Mindfulness exercises such as Christian yoga and meditation train a person to pay attention to cravings without reacting to them. The idea is to ride out the wave of intense desire to go after that food. As a person becomes more mindful, she notices why she wants to indulge. Meditation quiets the part in the brain that can lead to obsession. I created several Christian yoga products, including DVDs, books, and card decks that are available at christianyoga.com. I wrote Scripture Yoga, 21 Bible Lessons for Christian Yoga Classes. I also wrote Yoga for Beginners, 60 Basic Yoga Poses for Flexibility, Stress Relief, and Inner Peace. I also have a Christian Yoga DVD about angels, God's Mighty Angels, and one about what the Bible says about prayer. I recite Bible verses about angels or prayer while we do beginner yoga poses. I also have two Christian yoga card decks. One is How to Receive God's Peace, and the other is The Fruit of the Spirit. This gives you an example of what they look like. You're going to have a scripture verse to say, along with a yoga posture. All of these products will help you gain more mindfulness. We need to understand what is going instead of just eating and not even recognizing what we're doing. We need to be mindful of it. Now, let's turn to our healthy living journal. So, this week, we are going to look at how to utilize God's tools. Day 15 is about the accountability and prayer partner. Day 16 is temptation and sword of the spirit. Day 17 is prayer. And day 18 is meditating with God. Let me just give you an example of my meditation session this morning with God. I went outside and I sat on my front porch and I closed my eyes. And I listened. I heard the birds chirping. I breathed deeply. Close your eyes. Take in a deep breath. Feel the peace go over you. I felt the wind blowing against me, and I felt the presence of the Holy Spirit. So take some time with the Lord, just a few minutes, and meditate, just focusing on your breath and any of your senses. Next week, we are going to learn about healthy foods, what they are, and what we should be purchasing, as well as purchasing an anti-candida cleanse. So I look forward to seeing you next time.